What is this M&M business, school?
Well, they fired the spokes candies. The spokes candies, they're out of work. Brings me no pleasure to report this. No pleasure whatsoever.
This is a statement from the official, a message from M&M's. And yeah, here we go. America, let's talk. Oh, for one, I don't ever want to hear this from my candy, any candy, to be for real. America, let's talk. In the last year, we made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy shoes can be polarizing, which is the last thing M&M's wanted, since we're all about bringing people together. Therefore, we have decided to take an indefinite pause from the spokes candies. In their place, we are proud to introduce a spokesperson America can agree on, the beloved Maya Rudolph. We are confident Miss Rudolph will champion the power of fun to create a world where everyone feels they belong. M&M's. First, what did I miss? Why is this a th why did they need to release this statement? M&M's caught drunk driving last night. Like, what did I miss?
So I think they de-sexified the M&Ms. They got rid of the high heels. They got rid of the high heels for the purple M&M. And I think that Tucker guy had a meltdown about it. He was like, "Oh, take the high heels. The M&Ms aren't sexy anymore. What's next?" So
I can no longer fuck the M&M's. And he's not happy about
Well,
it.
that was just step one. Step two is they released the all M&M broad bag, like only women
Oh,
M&Ms on the bag, and people were, they said, "How am I supposed to eat these women? Like, what am I doing here? I
I want
can't
men in my
find."
mouth, is what they
Yeah,
say.
that was basically
Chocolate
what it
men.
was. They said it was reverse sexism, the cousin of reverse racism that no one needed to ever meet.
Both very real things. Stop saying those
Ladies,
aren't real things.
ladies' night. Where's the fellas' night?
Yeah. So the side that's super against cancel culture has yet again canceled the thing. I can't believe it. I never saw it coming.
I know. People see one thing online and get just so mad. They are the snowflakes, Mick. They're the snowflakes. And then I see Scoob jumping in the battle. What
What?
happens? How'd you fare?
Well, I think I came out all right. I don't even know what happened. I've never had my replies turn into like Zelensky's battleground or something. Like, I had Ukraine flags tweeting at me. Like, people that normally tweet about politics only, they were on my timeline for some reason, and they were furious with me because I said said I won't be bending the knee. They bent the knee. I won't be, so I won't be buying the candy anymore. And also, Maya Rudolph, not very funny to me. Not very funny to me. So
Had to throw that in, huh? Well, Maya Rudolph said, "What do you say fuck me for?" It's fine. Maya Rudolph is fine.
I threw it in like they threw it in at the end, you know, like they did. So
Yeah, they kind of did.
They kind of did.
You know what they'll definitely appreciate? The people who hated female candies? A female spokesperson. That's our compromise. And
Well, I
then I
think
see
what
why. See, no, go
they're
ahead.
banking on, they're waking on, they're banking on those same people being like, "We're not sure what slur to call her. We can't tell where she belongs." I think that's why they threw a little confusion bomb at them with Maya Rudolph.
I feel like they have a few on hand for
Well,
cover
they'll
a few
test them
purposes.
out.
Yeah,
They'll test
they're
them out for sure.
beta faces. And then I see YC fighting a completely different battle. What's this about, YC?
Oh, I don't know what it's about. All I said is that
Uh-oh.
Eminem. All I know is all I said was that Eminem stink. I didn't
Okay.
say anything crazy, did I?
I mean, on the day they got fired, I mean, kind of gloating after the
If I
fact.
didn't see you pulling candy corn from behind your ear and just nip, like just gnawing on it, kernel at a time.
Hey, what does one thing have to do with another? I'm not understanding what you guys are trying to imply here.
This is why I see wait for somebody to get canceled. He's like, yeah, I always hated that guy. I always hated M&M's. They were never M&M's were never funny.
I'm just so mad at God today that he's tortured one of my good friends, young Costanza, with such horrible taste buds that he goes, "Oh, we're shitting on M&M's. Cool. I've been waiting to get this take out there. They fucking stink. Always have stunk. It's unbecoming at best."
Once he's literally posting the Tucker Carlson worst person you know makes good point. He's like, "Hey, they do stink. They do stink." Which again, I would like to say is just absolutely untrue. It's just not true.
All
Overrated,
right. The pieces
maybe.
Were better. He said Reese's Pieces were better, which is
my brother.
What are we talking about?
I did say that, and I agree with him that they are better.
I agree with myself.
Yes. I'm prone to do that. That guy, YC, man, he be spent sometimes.
Said no one. and then I see Scoob like to bring each roach out one by one so he can step on it. Like, you don't want to find the hive so they never get in the house. Scoob's like, come on.
Leg off one by one.
Yeah. Scoob's like, no, come on in, man. I got some hot coffee for you. And he cuts off finger by finger. Yeah.
But once the thumbnail's done for the morning, I got nothing but free time. I just sit here and stare. I got nothing but free time.
So what was the biggest gripe the biggest pushback you got? I know you got quite a bit that in your fighting this morning, Scoop.
Let's see. They're saying, someone said, "I'm too dense. I'm going to just buy their other products." A lot of people. This was the best one right here. This guy right here. I don't know what this guy was on about. So he said,
This is a thread.
So he said, and of course the single dumbest people in human existence, certainly without question, are those who voted for MAGA, because only these geniuses would be outraged over candy advertising. That would be you. And I said, "Did this make any sense to you?" And he said, "You didn't have the stones in your tweet to name who this supposed group is, so I did it to you." I have no idea what he's talking about still. And then all caps, he says, "So people don't think you're a coward, which you clearly are. You want to say the left, but you would dread what would follow. Cowardice." I don't know. I don't know how the left came into this. I don't know.
He got you down 3-0, Scoob, is what I'm seeing.
He called you a dummy, also.
Right.
He's nailing in the coffin, is what he's doing.
Are you going to avoid the gentleman's sweep, Scoob?
I mean, I'm swinging outside the zone. I got no idea what's coming next when this guy pitches. I'm laying down a bunt. I'm just trying to make contact against this guy.
Swinging away.
This is, yeah, like Ivan said, everybody, couple things I've learned on Twitter. One, everybody's projecting. And two, once I saw, I can't remember who said, I would love to give credit. It's like, you know how in school, the people at different reading levels are in different rooms. Sometimes they on different floors. Sometimes they outside. On Twitter, everybody in the same room. You keep those two things in mind, man. They're all roaches. They're all roaches. And Scoob's just waiting for. He's got like the sniper. He's got his roach in the crosshairs, just waiting to blow his foot off one by one.
Scoob, there was some M&M's discourse in the Scoob household.
Oh yeah, my
which M&M?
I might be a little guilty of planting the seed there, but I asked them if they saw the M&Ms.
Poking the bear, riling
yes,
them up.
Yes, I asked them if they saw what they were saying about the M&Ms, and my uncle was like, "What? They said they're too sexy. Too sexy." He was just sitting there like, "Too sexy.
Not sexy enough."
He was like, "He was like, fuck that."
Did somebody else just change their logo?
They sure did. We talked about them. A&W.
Why? Also, what was the A&W logo before? I thought it was just the letters A and then also W.
There's a circle around there. It's disrespect. Kind of an orange and a brown.
You disrespect Rudy like this.
I mean, hey, Rudy.
Any Rudy.
He had to be held accountable. He did have to be held accountable because apparently this guy was going around without his pants on. He had no pants on.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh has never worn pants a day in his life. People don't seem to care.
I care. I do care. I've put on some goddamn pants,
Winnie.
Donald Duck, another pantsless offender.
Who was a Yogi? That boy had a shirt and hat. And a picnic basket.
He just had the tie and the collar, friend. He did. There was no shirt.
The dickie? Why was that? I get the A, hey, it's hard to draw pants. Why? It ain't harder to draw a collar and tie. That would feel much harder than just not, like.
Every time they draw the whole shirt and then they have to erase, like.
Yeah. Draw a big red shirt on Winnie, but the cargos was a bit too much, huh? Let me read this because it just feels way too America.
I think they're making fun of M&M's. This is the Miami Heat tweet to the Dallas Cowboys of the fast food industry.
Bernie Mac, America, we need to talk about this dickless bear. since 1963, Rudy, the great Root Bear, has been our beloved spokes bear.
Root Bear is a fucking cool name.
Disagree. We knew people would notice because he's literally a 6 foot tall bear wearing an orange sweater. He's got it on. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But now we get it. Even a mascot's lack of pants can be polarizing. Therefore, we've decided Rudy will wear jeans going forward. Not to worry, though. He will remain our official spokesbear. After all, he is unbearably cute and impossible to replace. We're confident Rudy will continue to champion good food and good times for many years to come. Now in denim.
They had me until the bear puns in the second paragraph. Like, oh, this is a pretty good bit. And then they tried to do too much.
Oh, spokes bear was all good money, but impossibly cute. That was the line?
Yeah. Now I will never go to A&W ever again. I was a frequent visitor before, but now no longer.
Is that Philly fan Grum I see in the chat? Interesting, interesting. Philly up 9 before the break and Grum shows tail. Interesting, interesting. Ronald Acuna, McMahon. What are they doing? Having that fun.
Sullying the game.
Yeah, hitting that baseball. Let's watch, not safe for work, Trigger. Let's watch this if we can, Scoob. Acuna playing some Venezuelan baseball.
He hits the ball at 4 seconds, you understand.
That's right.
It gets out of the park probably around 7 seconds, and then he does a LeBron. Sheathed his sword. He just tucks that away. And he hits first base at 23 seconds, at 19 seconds. I believe the major league average of people rounding the bags is like 18 seconds. So it took him longer.
All the bags.
Right, yes, all four bags in succession. It took him longer to hit first than it does the average major leaguer to trot around the bags. This is my favorite part, the little crip walk into home.
By far.
This should be the standard. This should absolutely be the standard. We're talking about shortening games. If the only reason to shorten them is so that there can be more time to do this, then I'm okay with it. Any other reason is bunk, and I'm done with it. But this is how baseball should be played.
You should get like each team get to pimp, like super pimp one. You don't want to go too crazy. But again, you smoke the shit like that, you should get to salute every single member of the organization like he did. He was shaking hands with the trainer, the assistant trainer, the owner's son, all that.
I did like the team, like the entire team poured out of the dugout to meet him at home plate. That's not normal procedure, but I like that as well. Everyone should be celebrating.
And I like how the others, like, we wouldn't know. What do you think Brian McCann did when he saw it?
He's in the hospital still.
Vomited immediately.
Killed right over.
Tony Soprano seeing Uncle Ben. Same reaction.
And again, I didn't watch the whole game in the Venezuelan leagues, of course, but doesn't feel like the other team took any kind of way. Like, hey, man, he smoked it. You know what I'm saying? What can you do? We'll get it. Yep. We get a chance to do that too, you know. Like we
pitchers. Actually, the pitcher pulled a gun on him the next time he was up.
You know what? I'm fine with that too. Law and order, damn it.
I don't understand why pitchers don't just also celebrate. Like, there's
they can walk off the mound after a strikeout and go crazy.
They don't like that. That's why, you know, the unwritten rules are trash. They don't like that either. Even a guy gets a strike, like to close the inning, or he comes back from pitches his way out of trouble and he's hype, and it's like, hey, come on, man. Act like you've been there. Act like you've gotten out of bottom of the eighth trouble before, celebrating, being happy and what have you.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Cal Quantrill of the Guardians struck out Rafael Devers in like the first inning one game and was like acting like he just won the World Series, and Devers just kind of looked at him and was like, all right, like he wasn't mad. He was just like, oh, okay, like calm it down, maybe a little. And then the next time he got up, he smoked one into the bleachers. And it's like, yeah, that's – like, there was no fight. There was no – it was just like, all right, that
real
was
ball.
A bit over the top. And then Rafi was – and he watched it a little bit. And that's it. That's what it should be.
Yeah, and, like, when Acuña goes back, the unwritten rules would say, yeah, now crushes Adam's apple with a fastball. He'll never hear out of that left ear again. Instead of the pitcher being like, okay, like – if I strike you out on three pitches next time, I'm going to dance. And I feel like Acuña would be like, hey, well played. Well played. The way it ought to be, man. Mm-hmm.
Chad's saying he immediately retired from the league after the game also.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah, well, the Braves hate baseball. They won't let Acuña play in the World Baseball Classic. They barely let him play in this. I'm pretty sure he could only DH. Like, that was their stipulation. He could not play in the field. So, yeah, I'm sure he was like, well, if I can't play in the World Baseball Classic, like, I can't. They're probably not going to allow me to play here anymore.
Well, it's also he.
Maybe they didn't know, and then he went viral for doing the best celebration of all time. They, blew my cover here.
No, I'm definitely in Atlanta getting some work in right now. If I was Acuña, I'd argue like, hey, man, you don't want me on the knee. Y'all saw me on those bases, man. The knee looks better than ever. He took more steps here than he would have did playing left field. The seat walk was crisp. The push down was legit. Like, he looked healthier than ever.
He does. I'm excited to see him play another season. It feels like it's been forever since he played like a full healthy season.
I think to this, he's played, I think he's really only had one. Out of his, I think, four or five, and it's like pandemic year, the ACL at the end of the year, him recovering from it at the beginning of the year. So I, knock on wood, hopeful, but he does look healthy, and he's just been smoking pitches all off season. I like
that home run derby, and it was like the best moment of his life because he didn't. I mean, he wasn't a part of that World Series, but even if he was, I think he would have enjoyed that home run derby more. Oh, by far. Than,
he like, enjoyed this more than anything he's done in Major League Baseball. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, he gets yelled at when he has fun in Major League Baseball.
Not anymore.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, what did Freddie Freeman do watching this? He's writing a sternly worded letter to whatever network. The Venezuelan network.
Venezuela, yeah.
Yeah, he's learning Portuguese specifically to write this. I do like the ump sitting there. He's like, he's checking the footwork on the seawalk. He's like, no, that's good. that's all good.
Yeah.
Framber got the boss truck.
This thing rules.
What do we have here? This is the Framber Valdez car in the Dominican Republic. People can rent it out.
Mm-hmm. Hanukkahs, bar mitzvahs.
Baby shower, graduation, funeral, like whatever, man. You pay the rate, you get the car.
You can get the frambulance at your, your shindig.
Scoob, what you doing with the frambulance, man? You get the frambulance for one day. Where you going with it?
Parking it outside of my neighbor's house and just turning on really annoying music all day.
You saying fuck you over and over again?
Is there a microphone in the front seat that you can like connect? Can you just be actively speaking through these speakers at all times?
I'll just be barking like a dog into it 12 hours.
I say, Jim, you think Framber would not equip this with a microphone, man? What are you saying about him?
Just making sure. I assume there was, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, like my, I want this playing at my funeral for real, playing the hits. Do we have a price on this? How much? It said people can rent it out. How much?
At whatever it is, it's a steal. Like whatever it is, it's not. It's not a, like that trunk doesn't close, right? You have to drive like that.
There's no door. It can't close. If that all folds down like Transformers, then yeah, he should be renting this out for $100,000 a weekend. Has he? He hadn't been paid yet, has he? He's making some ends meet.
I don't think
down
so.
There in Houston.
No.
Yeah,
no, he hasn't.
He's too young and he doesn't play for the Braves. We can change that, Framber. But why are the baseball players from everywhere else so much cooler?
So much cooler.
Why is that?
This is like, I bet if you asked Framber, like, this is all he ever wanted with baseball money. This specific
Azuzu, a nice chain,
Mitsubishi, yeah. whatever. Yeah, nice chain.
Forerunner, yeah.
Yeah, this specific vehicle with that many speakers. He's like, I'm good. Like, I'll retire tomorrow. Say I won't.
And then I see Luca come in with his swill. You see what you can do with a car, and then you see what you can do with a car. This is like that. Did y'all see that? It's not a. It looks like a police truck, but it's not. It was like a soccer mom just talking about all the. I can't remember if I sent that. Scoob, have you seen that? Or has anybody in chat seen that?
I saw it, but I didn't save it. Shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I say it's. If anybody in chat knows what I'm talking about, there is. She looks like a soccer mom, like just reviewing a car on TikTok. And this car, she's like, oh, it's great. It's bulletproof. It is. It can like run through a crowd of spikes.
I found it.
I can. Good Lord, school. Acuna, not even halfway to first yet. And you, how'd you find it? Yeah, let's.
I searched a soccer mom on Twitter.
That could have ended away.
I did it off screen.
Let's see. I can't believe this really exists. I'm hoping that someone's like, this is fake, like the DoorDash.
Hey, mamas, let's talk about the mommerable features on the Rezvani Vengeance. I'm body armored, and so is this vehicle. For even more protection, you have explosive underbody shielding, bulletproof glass, electrified door handles, military-grade run flat tires, and a Ram steel bumper. If anyone's following you, you have blinding lights in the front and the back, or a sunscreen, plus my favorite, pepper spray.
If someone's following, what does blinding lights in the front do for me?
Strobe lights.
Distraction.
Hey, Bobby.
Not to them.
It's your mommy.
Your kids will love that.
I go back in school,
bro. Video game designer. Vengeance is based on the Cadillac Escalade, so mama gets heated and ventilated leather seats, a curved OLED display with augmented reality, a digital rearview mirror, which is necessary. Vengeance is only yours, and so is everything in this built-in safe. Parents might need to help their kiddos open the door, but it's a breeze to get in. You have heated seats, a third zone of climate control, cup holders, and two USB-Cs. Bring the kiddos along with five top tethers, two sets of lower latch anchors. It's a three-row SUV that seats up to 8 people. I fit, and I'm safe. Let's see if the stroller does.
Stroller test.
It fits, and it's powered by a V8 with 420 to 810 horsepower.
This is not any like 6 V8 engines. I don't know much about cars.
I do not know anything about cars, so
369. I hope she crashes. I don't. It's gonna wreck whatever's in its path,
right?
And not her, so or the car, really. So why does this exist? Yeah, gas mask. Why does this exist? Blinding lights for the front and the back.
I think we live in a society where a lot of people feel like they're in constant danger, and a lot of people are, you know, but it's being marketed to people now, and it's being used to sell product instead of keep people safe, you know?
You go and just flash someone to like cross the street and they immediately have to go to the hospital. Yeah.
Move it along. You tap the horn once because they're asleep at the light. It just deafens everyone within a 2-mile radius.
Shatters their windows.
Yeah. 40 train horn like Luca.
What is this woman doing that she needs this level of, like, who are her enemies? Who's like, why does she even have a vest? The libs.
Snowflake.
Nancy Pelosi is just here to come get this woman.
Yeah, like Scoop is people who are not like people who are under attack. It's not the people who buy cars like this.
Exactly.
It's not the people who buy cars like this.
People love being afraid of crime that they're just never going to face. People being terrified of crime is just like a American tradition.
Like this car is for like the safest person in the world who's never actually been in danger before. Like that's who's buying this car.
Hey, when it should be.
Is anyone actually buying this car? Like how many of these have they made in like. It just roll like people are coming into their local dealerships and be like, give me the tank, please.
Once they see it's available, can we? Yeah, what the res something? I wonder, I'm curious how much this costs.
It's got to be like $200,000.
I was thinking three,
I was like three to four, like just
just with the like, weaponry alone, it's got to be
bulletproof tires are not cheap, Jam.
Starting at $249,000.
Well, that's base level. Yeah, right.
As seen, it's a 2.5 million.
Can we, we build a custom one? Maybe she doesn't have all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, can we get a Nike Nike ID on there at least?
Tank.
The tank's smaller than the damn
tank. Engine. Military edition. Why is the regular tank not military?
The Hercules.
Yeah, no, these are chaos.
The Hercules millet. Yeah, this is.
This is bad. I don't like any of this.
It's a bulletproof.
Uncomfortable.
Of course, they're all bulletproof. And for what? So you can go to work in Des Moines, Iowa.
These are just insurrection vehicles. These are just the January 6th vehicles.
It's like, they won't catch us next time. This base model is $465.
This is for Civil War preppers who are like guarantee that there will be a race war. And strictly
1,000 horsepower should not be street legal.
No, 1,000 horsepower shouldn't get 1,000 horses, man. Grow up. And this is we're always under attack. That's why we need gas masks, a hypothermia kit, an intercom system, strobe lights, siren, and horn options,
And attack weapons. We're constantly under attack that we need to be attacking with our vehicles at all times.
And a
flatbed. This is like a Canyonero. Like, this is driving over other cars.
Well, that's what people say. Like, no crumple zone. No crumple zone is dangerous shit because, again, if and when somebody hits somebody else in another car, their car has crumple zones because it's a car, not a fucking tank.
Right.
So she's not going to feel a thing. Their car is going to go up like a Pepsi can. And it's fine.
Well, look,
it also has heated seats, though. That's nice.
It's got night vision system inside of it, so you could be drive like the Predator at night.
Yeah, it's like I don't know what's on those streets. It's like, bro, you live in the safest neighborhood in the safest city in the safest county in the world, man. Like, what are you scared of? Exactly.
This thing gets like 4 miles per gallon highway, and then this person will complain about the gas prices being like $3.20.
I have to fill up constantly.
You could already
spend $500,000. I had to spend $500,000 to keep my family safe.
It's not electric. Ballistics armor, smoke screen. Again, who is tracking you?
When she said the blinding lights if you're being followed, who is following you? No one is following you in your car.
That's why they have the blinding lights in the front, because this is a pursuit vehicle only.
That's exactly it.
People on the highway. Yeah.
It looked like somebody was following me. I had to mow them down. I felt unsafe. I was standing my ground. The smoke screen, she's like, I don't know. We didn't feel safe at soccer practice. Vamos! You just press the smoke screen button and you're out of there.
Electromagnetic pulse protection.
What does that even mean, man?
Electromagnetic pulses are radiated after a nuclear explosion and render electronic devices inoperable. EMP weapons are also used to disable electronical systems prior to a broader attack.
Yeah, if you need to like disturb all of the Wi-Fi in the like a 6 mile radius, you can also do that.
What's very like the person that has this, they have to refill 6 times a day. So as soon as they get out, that's when they get got.
Surprisingly, no cup holders though. Big oversight.
Nah, two in the back. I don't know about in the front. You listen, I'm being followed at all times. My life's at risk, Jam. I don't have time to drink beverages. the most powerful front and rear blinding lights, turn night into day, and serve to blind trackers at night.
Accidentally flipping the switch at a red light and just completely blinding the person behind me.
Dropping the kids off, hitting the wrong button. blinding Mrs. Stevens, who's trying to help the kids out of the car.
Teacher's coming up to talk about homework, and you flip the pepper spray switch and just get him in the face.
Yeah, whoops.
Why doesn't, if this is supposed to be a survival vehicle, there's nowhere to, like, cook food on this. Like, none of that, which is kind of shocking. If it's truly meant for that, they didn't even do that.
Yeah, it's like, does this shit float? Like, can I drive into the water and it float? If I'm in danger, can it? Yeah, a hot plate or stove need to come out. Oh, gas mask on the back of the seat. Need that for sure.
It has a siren and a full intercom system to speak with external threats.
Tommy, I'm outside picking you up from third grade. We live in Lakeland, Florida and have nothing to fear. Love you.
Please leave. Please leave your school where everyone there is a threat.
How many subscribers we got to get for Scoob to try to stab Jam with one of these vests on? We think we can make that happen?
It's got to be the other way around. I got to be wearing the vest because I'm worried I would kill Jam. I'm worried I would.
Not too concerned about that.
Yeah, I would say it'd probably be fine. If he's not wearing this vest, can we see the people didn't want us to show this video, but
yeah, I don't know what is up with this video, but on Twitter, I tried like a billion times to play this and it just wouldn't play for me. It would do 2 seconds and then pause. I don't know what's up with that.
I don't want you to know the truth.
They don't. We show it anyway. Weak ass hack. It's a body armor vest. They're trying to stab shoot all this guy. They're about to take the Louisville Slugger to him. Would you take the gunshot, Scoob, in the vest?
I would.
If Jam's aiming, you trust Jam's aim? You just get shot in the leg?
Yeah, no, I don't trust Jam's aim. It would have to be a trained professional.
This is like my whole. If somebody's really trying to stab you, you think they're gonna stab like 18 times in the same exact place that's not working?
Right.
If they really want you out of there. They going for head, nuts. Like it's like I'm leaving here with something.
I think I would be more nervous if I had this and someone was trying to stab me, because then if they can't stab me in the chest or the stomach, they're gonna start slashing my face up.
Also, who's going? Syringe to the chest. That's not where you go.
Hey, Dr. Jekyll. I'm trying to fight off Dr. Jekyll right now. He's going a little crazy.
This is the vest that lady with the supercar needs. Always under attack. I was pumping my gas and I thought I might get stabbed by a hypodermic needle. Not under Gyllenhaal's watch.
This guy's just in the corner taking it. He's like, I'm not going to fight back at all. Just beat me up. Come on.
They just get stabbed right through the face.
It's a dope.
He got two of them.
Two syringes. Oh, shit.
My cousin Jake Gyllenhaal got the second shot of the jab, and he won't stop.
Broken bottle.
Not going to work.
Just
wear it
casually
under a suit.
Stroll away. Yeah.
Just casually getting stabbed, doesn't even care.
Yeah, so will you stop that?
This is quite a nuisance. hacking the shirt to shreds. Tyreek, you stabbed my dad.
The gunshot.
The boy stands up.
Yeah, I would say, wouldn't you hold the arms behind you? Like, just in case. I guess.
Also, could you not show the vest on like a mannequin? To shoot it?
Nah. People wouldn't believe it. They would take it seriously. You don't care, but Marlon Humphrey got enough bad takes of his own.
That was such a horrifying take.
Yeah, name a dude that belong in Guantanamo Bay. I'll go first. Marlon Humphrey for his pizza take. Get Lamar out of there, man.
I'm going to say, if you're like an elite athlete, I think I probably want you to not be eating pizza, but just keep it to yourself. Like, you don't have to tell the world you don't know how to eat pizza.
Nah, I want you eating more pizza. Here, I couldn't believe this, Marlon. This was, yeah, yesterday. Oh, man, this would have went off mid-show, man. It would have shut it down. It's probably for the best that we weren't going live during regular time. I would have had to take 15. Says, I just don't understand pizza lovers. Capital P, because he's showing some goddamn respect. It's all the same. No such thing as the, quote, best pizza spot, end quote. Blah, blah.
Dude, the blah, blah. I feel that blah, blah. And he's psychotic for that blah, blah.
Does Baltimore just have bad pizza? That's what I'm hearing.
I can't imagine Baltimore has good pizza. Like, I can't imagine.
Can you Google Baltimore-style pizza?
Heroin.
Just the wire. Yeah. Omar, what? Omar coming. Two pies on his hand.
Yeah, the .eth. You can't have the .eth and then have a take like this. No one's going to be on your side.
Is this Baltimore? What is he holding up, a napkin? What is that picture right there?
That's from Abbott Elementary. Apparently they had a joke about it. So
okay, let's the one. It's just a personal pan. Is
Matthew's Pizza?
That don't look like the underside of any pizza I ate.
Yeah, these are all pictures of Matthew's Pizza.
Yeah, when Orlovsky's telling you you've got bad food takes, it's
you gone too far.
Orlovsky's like, I put ham in my taco. It's good. Everyone's like, what are you doing?
Yes, and a whole cucumber. now hold on, now that pepperoni bitty under there. Look, I don't know if that's Baltimore style, but that's a bad bitch right there.
No, Detroit style.
It can't be Baltimore. That was a bad bitty right there. Where's Marlon Humphrey from? I know he went to Alabama. I don't know if he's from the state of Alabama. He's from somewhere with no good pie. Where do we think Marlon Humphrey from? Who has the worst pie?
Arkansas. I'm not looking. I pulled it up, but I'm not looking. Eyes closed.
I can see Arkansas.
South Carolina. I'll go South Carolina.
Okay, I can see that too. It's definitely the South.
Hoover, Alabama.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That tracks.
He was literally born and bred to play football. So there's a chance he's never tasted pizza. He's like, I just don't see the hype. Doesn't look like my type of thing. And Detroit pizza's big fire.
Yeah, I've never had it. It looks strong, though. It looks very strong.
So fire. Scooby had the Detroit pie before.
Oh, yeah. I love that Detroit pie. I'll eat any kind of pie. You put a pizza in front of me, that pizza's gone.
Altoona style pizza? You seen that before?
I think I've seen it. I'll pull it up.
Google, Altoona style pizza.
It's just the slice of cheese on it.
I think it's, by Scoob's reaction, that's the one.
Can maybe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, I changed my mind. Okay, put this in front of me, I pass. But every other style of pizza, I'll have it.
Oh, boy. Have you seen Rhode Island style pizza, Scoob?
It's like tapeworm up under the cheese, man.
Rhode Island style? Yeah, that's the one.
Hey. Somebody tweeted that the other day. Yeah. It's served room temperature, right?
I would argue it's served cold, actually. It's not necessarily room temperature.
That's not pizza.
Why?
It's missing one of the ingredients, for sure. They put the...
Missing a couple places, of them. Is there cheese here?
Some places will put cheese under it. Some just straight tomato.
This is tomato pie. Yeah, that's terrible, dude. Like, legit, if you, a kid's pizza party, end of the school year, and you get that type of pie, I'd hate pizza forever. And school.
I'd throw hands.
Yeah. I'd throw this bullshit back at whoever cooked it. Who else there is?
They do have regular pizza in Rhode Island. That's fine.
No, they don't.
I'm with school.
That's all they have.
This is what they claim. Rhode Island is not a real place. I agree, Joe.
It is not Joe Spitton. He's talking that talk.
This is the Woonsocket special.
Rob, I know we're not crapping on tomato pies. Yes, we are.
The only way this is good is if you're like completely tanked 11 p.m. midnight. You need something just as you're walking home. Only way this is good.
This I don't buy that by the same argument. It's like wouldn't you like to be drinking this by the beach? I'd like to be drinking anything by the beach. Yeah. I'd drink a cup of sand if it meant I was just by the beach. What is this?
This is Ohio Valley pizza.
Is any part of that cooked? Like, is the pizza cooked and the cheese is not? When are they going to throw that thing in the oven?
They basically took Rhode Island style and just took a bag of cheese and sprinkled it on top. They were like, we'll fix this. And then they didn't fix it.
Whereas you going to run that thing in the oven? Oh, you don't want it raw, dog? You don't like a wet slice, daddy? So I bet y'all love Bloody Marys too. Hell no.
No. Heavens no.
Bloody Marys stink.
What's this?
What style is this?
Alaska style pizza. I just searched Alaska to see if they had anything.
Well, what makes it Alaska pizza?
It's got salmon.
Junk on top?
It's got salmon on it. You gotta have your salmon on it.
I like salmon. I don't want it on a pizza though.
No.
Ever.
Yeah. No. Fish on a pizza does not sound good whatsoever.
Hell no.
Does Atlanta have its own type of pie or no?
Let's see. None that come to mind. That's not Atlanta.
Is that a deviled egg?
The Easter pie? Egg,
some olives. Yeah, that's a pizza game.
Yeah, no, Neapolitan style. I think in the community they were give me a St. Louis style.
Oh yeah, kind of Detroit adjacent.
Well, they go the cracker crust, like super thin.
It
drew more hate than I thought. Maybe I haven't had it, but if it's just like super thin crust, I would try it. Not that one, but.
Yeah, I think this is fine. I mean, they cut everything in this way in St. Louis. Like, this is the only way you could allow to cut in St. Louis. Like, they do bagels this way. Like, they do some... This is
donuts,
the only way they
ribs.
Do anything. Yeah, like, that's just the St. Louis cut.
These are, like, frozen pizza. Is that the St. Louis style is just tombstone?
It looks good, though.
Dijon. That's what I'm saying. Like, this caught more hate than I thought. Like the Altoona, never. The St. Louis... I would try the St. Louis. Y'all trying to get in on some chicken box games of skill? You seen this, Mick?
I love other countries street gambling.
So much cooler.
These videos go viral. Like, I'm trying to picture where this could even take place in this country. Like Little Havana in Miami, maybe. But outside of that, like, you're not seeing this in New York. Like, you're not seeing this in Oklahoma City. Like, you're just not.
That's why other countries are cooler, man. It starts with the baseball and it ends here, because this is what happens to the people that weren't cool enough to play professional baseball. They were just cool enough to do other stuff like this. Let's see if we get a look at this. This is for people listening. They have, looks like 20 boxes, I'm guessing around 20 boxes set up, different number on each one, varying numbers. And in the center, it's a different box. What's under this box, Scoob? Let's see if we can watch this video and see what happens here. There was a chicken under that box.
The electric.
Looking at 14. He's looking by 12. These boxes are enormous, or that's a very tiny chicken.
Could be both.
Can't drop the box, man.
This feels like a way more entertaining version of roulette.
Yeah. It roulette meets cockfighting. Russian roulette. This is a Venezuelan roulette. I like it.
That's what I thought it was going to be at first. They were going to lift the box up and it'll just be chickens fighting or something. I was nervous at first.
Nah, I feel like this is the win-win. No birds getting harmed here. Should the bird be allowed to lay a little action on itself? It can't see the numbers. And I don't know if birds read numbers. But if the chicken came to you beforehand, Scoob, and was like 17, just 17.
It's got a feeling about this one.
Yeah. I like it. We should definitely have more of it, in my opinion.
We need to do this in real life. If we ever do an IRL TWS, we need to set this up somehow. I don't know if it's legal, but we can make it legal.
Besides the gambling aspect, what's illegal about this? Chicken's not harmed. He gets a nice box.
Several to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, we're going to do this. I'll work on getting a chicken for that day. I'll work on it.
You just have to pick like the highest. Like, ugh, I think he's going to pick, odd or even, like roulette. Give me 7.5, the higher, man. I'm thinking he goes 8, 9, maybe even 10. But I like this. Yep, biggest bird action.
Carrying on the tradition of horrid sweaters this weekend.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, I forgot. Jerry, the sweater was the issue, yeah.
Well, it didn't help. It definitely didn't help. I'm so happy to be like a Randy Moss fan because this, like, what's happening? Like, unless he was like actively eating popcorn out of it, I don't know what's going on here.
This is somebody's goat, not mine. So y'all be cool. But this
is his own goat. Yeah.
And you know how I know? Because the helmet says goat.
This goat right on it.
Definitely somebody that's trying to convince us and not him. But even outside of that, he don't have it on. Yeah, you take the chain, the independent. He don't have it on, man. Come on, man. This is y'all's goat, man?
Looks like he's wearing a Dr. Seuss character.
You know when people are posting those old pictures of like how people used to dress in like the early 2000s or something, and they got like the Kanye blinds shades and like necktie for no reason. This is exactly blazing. Like that era of dressing. Like absolutely like a cardigan, a bow tie, like jewelry, like I don't know, he stopped paying attention to
Farnsworth Bentley as fit.
Yeah, exactly. But don't
Roscoe Dash used to get there.
It wouldn't even be. Yeah, it wouldn't even be good if it were. It was like the fake glasses era that everyone was wearing glasses and none of them had actual lenses in them. It was that era look.
Them high top ass, the Lucky Luciano shoes or whatever. The
creative recreation.
Yeah. Wrestling boots.
Exactly. Did we see Jerry Rice's feet? We should check for the creative wrecks.
That are the Steve Maddens. They had people in a chokehold. Why don't quarterbacks put it on no more? Yeah, the hard bottom joints. School, why don't quarterbacks put it on no more? Marino fresh out of a ACL reconstruction surgery and got it on.
You don't have fun with it anymore. You got to wear suits. You got to wear suit and tie. You got to wear slacks. You can't wear your Zubaz short shorts anymore.
Why did these go away?
The Cincinnati Zubaz are fire. I'm sorry. Long, short, I don't care.
Yeah, this who's it? Boomer and Elway, I think. Is that the first picture in this one?
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to Al. Yeah.
there they go.
No barbers. In the 80s for a white man. Plenty of fashion. Those go crazy. 2 for 2. Right there. And, yeah, Marino again, double duty having it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the top dog. Just fits, baby. Commitment to excellent. $3,500 for the slacks. What kind of shoe Al got on there?
Got a nice looking shoe with it too. It's a good coordination, I think.
I think he's got it on. By George, he's got it on.
I agree. Long sleeve polo.
Oh, Al was known for having it on. That's cashmere. and we just don't put it on no more. Devontae Smith tries, but he's alone. He can't carry the weight by himself.
He definitely tries.
I think he hits more than he misses. He's adventurous, which I like. But
right.
Respect it.
Yeah, Mark Davis could never pull this off, man. I would love to see Ursay in a pair of the snakeskin Colts blue and some high top British Knights. Got it on.
What would be your biggest question for a prospective coach? Like, let's say Whiskers is owning the team. What is his first and what's your most important standard for someone to reach?
Are you good at coaching football? And don't lie to me. Don't lie to my wife. Don't lie to my children. They're all here. No, I don't know. That's a good. What would open it to chatting you all? What's the question you would want to ask?
I'd probably want to know their staff. Like, I would want to know the vision they have for their staff and personnel. Like, they got to come in with their coordinators picked out, and I would want things they've identified as strengths on the team and weaknesses and guys we can get to fix the weaknesses. And if you have that, then I think you're off to a good start there. You got to be well-dressed and have a strong handshake.
There it is.
And no hat indoors. No hat indoors.
Shave those sideburns.
Yeah. Yeah, you can take it off like Tiny Tim and scrunch it up with your head on your hands a couple times. Like Joe said, maybe just some clock management hypotheticals. We score, we're down 21-13, 1:48 left. Are we going for two? If you got to pull out your index card, nerd, I don't know if I can have you in there. And I get personnel, you could say what personnel you need. It's like, hey, we're $86 million over the cap and don't have any draft picks. Can you make do with the players that won two games last year? That's what you're going to be asked to do. I feel like that was the Daboll, the Vikings coach. We don't really have many means to upgrade the team. What can you do with what we have? What are your plans with what we have? I guess, what's your offensive philosophy? Are you going to be, don't throw it, just throw it. You can't have you running on first downs and getting us behind the chains. Play him in Madden.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting. Have them play against would you want to have you bring in your nephew or something, have them play, or have them play against all Madden?
No, you have your esports team. I'm sure the NBA has their 2K league. I'm sure the Panthers can have their best Madden player and see how
Mrs. Tepper.
Yeah, that's what maybe she's there.
She's just the chief Madden exec.
I would like to set up a series of minor inconveniences between when they get out of their car in the parking lot to my office.
Set up a bunch of rakes around their cars.
No, not even rakes, but it's just it's mostly service workers, especially working at
Fenway. How you treat those people?
Exactly. How are you treating these people who are also doing their job? Because I think that tells a lot about a person, and if they handle that, then at sitting on my desk is the board game Mousetrap, and they have to assemble that correctly, because I don't know if anyone remembers Mousetrap. The commercials sold us a lie. That game was very difficult to even set up. The physical trapping of the mouse just really didn't work that well. So if they can do that in a reasonable amount of time, I think I'm making a hire right then and there.
I've figured it out. We can find out how they manage their clock management. So you set the time for the meeting, and then we do Coley's idea, where you set a series of traps and pitfalls that makes it closer and closer to the meeting start time. And you see how they act as the things keep happening, but they're closer to the meeting. Do they crack, or do they keep doing the things well?
Yeah, and a series of trap doors and pits with snakes in them to see how they react to adversity.
I was just thinking you lock the front door and you say you can't unlock it until it's 5 seconds before the meeting. See how they behave.
Right, where you give them three timeouts to pause the clock.
the 2 minute warning. I'm trying to like what are the pitfalls? One, I like, hey, he's on the 18th floor. Our elevator's not working. You can head on up. You got 2 minutes. I need to see. Are you knees to chesting it? Are you trying to go around to the freight elevator? Do you call me and let me know you're going to be late? Are you mad at the receptionist or whatever?
You asked to get him some coffee and then deliberately get his coffee order wrong and see how he deals with that.
Yeah, you said extra cream, right?
just get him a cup cream of only. Yeah.
A cup of milk. Just the way you liked it, sir. Is he going to lie and be like, yes, this is delicious. Yeah, mayonnaise. Just a cup of... a miracle. A couple of some sugars for your Miracle Whip. Give him like a stale donut. Oh, that's what... Like stale donut, stuff like that. And then I get in there and ask, did they get you donuts? How did you like them? Is he going to be honest with me?
That actually would be my question if I had to ask one question. Like, give me an honest assessment of how you think the organization has been run under my tenure. And if the guy comes in and just kisses your ass, you can't trust him. If he really tells you how it is, that's a good sign.
Nah, I want that guy around, man. He said, man, it wasn't your fault with it. I said, it wasn't. We should have won the Super Bowl.
I feel like that's exactly how so many owners react. It's like, you're right. And you're the exact guy who can change this team around. It's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, we in lockstep. No, I wouldn't want if just terribly rude receptions. But how was everybody? I need to know. Like, are you gonna lie? Or are you gonna tell it to me straight? Because if we're gonna be owner and coach, it's gonna be a time you're gonna have to tell me some unnice truth, like some shit I don't want to hear. So I need to know right now. Can you tell me about the coffee, the donuts, the napkins, the whatever?
At what point does the coach then like purposely bomb his interviews? Like, look, this organization is terrible. I'm stepping on rakes. There's trap doors everywhere. They've got terrible receptionists. The elevator's broken. The front door is locked. I mean, nothing's going right here.
It just smells straight shit in the building. He's like, oh, it smells terrible in here. I can't even get to the interview.
I walk in and it's like, we got that cult aroma going through the building. What do you think about that? It's fresh manure.
Also, Mike McCarthy wouldn't have a job if your 18th floor plan came into play.
Good.
He's not hoofing it up those steps.
Good. We're separating the weak from the obsolete. I'm trying to.
You said that's what they did to Ed Reed.
Hey. That's. Air Reed said, man, I got to go on Instagram. Yeah, if you immediately go on Instagram Live, you're not my coach. This cold-ass coffee, man.